Next chapter, number 12. Bringing of the Avasu demand. Next one. Sometimes the Lord desired that he would go with all his cowherd's boy's friend to the forest early in the morning, and there all assembled together would take the lunch. Thinking this, as soon as he got up from the bed, immediately he bugled his buffalo horn bugle and called all his friends together, and keeping all the cubs before them, they started for the forest, taking their meals packed up in bundles. This way, Lord Krishna assembled thousands of his cowherd boys' friends, and they were all of them equipped with a stick, with their flute and horn bugle, as well as their luncheon baggage, and each of them were taking care of thousands of calves. In this way, in a great procession, Lord began to start for the forest. While all the boys were going to the forest, keeping the calves in front, they appeared very much jolly and happy in their excursion. In this way, all the cowherd's boys, including Lord Sri Krishna, was taking care of the calves in different places of the forest, but each and every one of the boys were attempting to take care of their personal calves respectively. All the boys were fully decorated all over the body with various kinds of golden ornaments, and still, out of sporting propensities, all of them began to pick up nice flowers, flower leaves and twigs, as well as peacock feathers and red clay from different places of the forest, and began to dress themselves in different way to become more beautiful and decorated. This way, while passing through the forest, one boy will steal other boy's lunch package and pass it to the third boy. And when the boy whose lunch package was stolen will come to know, he'll try to take it from the boy, but the boy will throw it and pass it to another boy. In this way, there was sporty playing between the boys as childhood pastimes. When Lord Krishna will go ahead to some distant place in order to see some specific scenic spot, the boys behind him would try to run first and touch Krishna. In this way, there was a great competition of running between themselves. Somebody would say, first of all, I would go there and touch Krishna. Other would say, you cannot go. I shall go and touch Krishna first. In this way, there was a great competition just to touch Krishna. In their sportive habit, some of them will play on their flute. Some of them vibrate the bugle made of buffalo horn. Some of them gladly follow the peacocks. And some of them will imitate the onomatopoetic sounds of cuckoo. While the birds were flying on the sky, the bird would try to follow the shadow of the bird on the ground, try to follow exactly the course. Some of them will go to the monkeys and silently sit down by their sound, and some of them will imitate the dancing of the peacocks. Some of them will catch the tail of the monkeys and play with it. And when the monkey will jump over the tree, the bird also follow him and jump over the tree. And the monkey will show its face and teeth to the bird. The bird will also imitate and show and teeth of his to the monkey. And exactly try to jump like the monkey on the trees. Some of the birds will play with the frogs on the bank of the Jamuna. And when the frogs, out of fear of the birds, will go down in the water, the birds also, imitating the frog, immediately dive into the water. And sometimes coming out, when they saw their own shadow, they would imitate several caricatures and laugh. Sometimes they go to the empty well and make a loud sound, and when the revibration will be there, they call by some ill names and laugh. In this way, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has stated in the Bhagavad Gita by him personally that he is realized proportionately by transcendentalists as Brahma, Paramatma, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, here to confirm the same statement, Lord Krishna, who gives the impersonalist the pleasure of Brahma realization by his bodily effulgence, and he also gives a pleasure to the devotees as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and those who are under the spell of external energy, Maya, they took him as a most beautiful child, but after all, he gave pleasure to the cowherd's boy who was playing with him after accumulating heaps of resultant pious activities, and now promoted to be personally associated with the Supreme Personality of God. In other words, who can estimate the transcendental fortune of the residents of Vrindavan, because they were personally visualizing the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face, whom many yogins, even after undergoing severe austerities outside, could not find him where he is sitting within his heart. The same thing is also confirmed in the Brahma Sangita, that anyone may search out Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, through the pages of the Vedas, but it is difficult to find him through Upanishads and Vedas. But if anyone is fortunate enough to associate with a devotee, he can see the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face, as the cowherd's boy, after accumulating their pious activities in many, many previous lives, were seeing Krishna face to face, not only seeing face to face, but were playing with him as friends. They could not understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but they were playing as their intimate friend with intense love for him. one of hustle, demand, become too much, impatient. Practically, he was unable to see Krishna playing in that happy attitude, and therefore, one day, he appeared before them with his desire to kill all the boys. This Agasur was so dangerous demon that even the denizens in the heaven were afraid of him. Although the denizens of heaven, they drink nectar daily to prolong their span of life, still they were afraid of this Agasur daily preaching when the demon shall be killed. In other words, even the denizens used to drink nectar was becoming immortal. Actually, they were not confident of their immortality of life, whereas the cowherd boys who were playing with Krishna, they had no such fear from the demons. They were free. In other words, any material arrangement for protecting ourselves from death is always not sure. But if we be in Krishna consciousness, then our immortality is confidently assured. The demon Avasu, just appearing before Krishna and his cowherd's boy's friend, began to think that this Krishna has killed my two brothers and sisters. This Avasu happened to be the younger brother of both Putana and Bakasur. So he began to think that Krishna had killed two of his brothers and sisters. Now I shall kill Krishna along with all his friends and cubs. This Avasur was instigated by Kansa, and so he came there with such determination. Avasur also began to think within himself that when he would offer grains and water in memory of his brother and sister by killing Krishna and all the cowherd boy friends, then automatically all the inhabitants of Vrindavan will be without their life, because generally for the householders, the children are their life-breathing force. So when all these children would die naturally, they would also die on account of a strong feeling of affection for them. It is just like when the life force from the body is gone. Now, tape number 13, type page number 142, 143, paragraph beginning. Avasur, thus deciding within himself about the death of all the inhabitants of Vrindavan, expanded himself by Mahima, yogic siddhi. The demons are generally expert in achieving almost all kinds of mystic powers. So, in the yoga system, there is one perfection called Mahima Siddhi. By the Mahima Siddhi, one could expand himself as long as possible. So, this demon of Asu, by the yogic mystic power, expanded himself up to 8 miles and assumed the shape of a very big fat snake. this wonderful body, he stressed his mouth just like a mountain cave, desiring to swallow all the boys, including Krishna and Balaram, all at a time. He sat down tightly on the path. The Avahasur was lying just like a big fat serpent, expanded his lips from land to the sky. His lower lip was touching the ground and his upper lip was touching the cloud in the sky. His chin appeared to be a big cave of mountain without any limitation, and his teeth appeared to be just like mountain summits. Tongue appeared to be a broad traffic way, was breathing just like pelican. The focus of his eyes were just like blazing fire. Holy cow has was first of all thought that the whole figure was some beautiful statue in Vrindavan, but after that they saw it that it was just like a big serpent widening the mouth, lying down on the road. Then they began to talk amongst themselves. My dear friends, this figure appears to be a great animal, and he's sitting in such a posture just to swallow up all of us. Is it not a big snake who has widened his mouth to eat all of us? One of them said, yes, what you say, it is true, because this animal's upper leaf appeared to be just like a sunshine, and the lower leaf appeared to be a reflection of the red sunshine on the ground. Dear friends, just look to the right hand and left hand side of the mouth of the animal. They appear to be like big caves of the mountain. The height of the mouth cannot be estimated, just like a big mountain. The chin is raised just like a mountain summit. Dear friends, the long way light thing appears to be his tongue, and inside the mouth of the serpent is as dark as it is in the cave of the mountains. The hurricane like hot wind that is blowing, that is his breathing, and the fishy, a bad smell coming out from his mouth is this smell of his intestines within the belly. So they then consulted among themselves that if we all at a time enter into the mouth of this great serpent, is it possible that it will be able to swallow us all of us? But if it is able to swallow all of us at a time, but it cannot swallow Krishna, Krishna immediately will kill him as he did in the case of Bakasur. But talking like this, all the boys began to see the beautiful lotus-like face of Krishna and began to clap and smile, and in this way they march forward within the mouth of the big snake. When the boys were thinking like that, Krishna, who is the super soul in everyone's heart, could understand that the big statue-like figure was a demon. Speculative statements made by the boys were all false. Actually, it was a demon, and therefore, when the boys were trying to enter into the mouth of the demon, Krishna, in his plan, how to to stop destruction of his intimate friends, Klaus began to think within himself. In this way, while all the cowherd boys along their cups and cows entered within the mouth of the big serpent, Krishna did not enter. And the demon was just waiting for Krishna's entrance, because he was thinking that everyone has entered except Krishna, who had killed his brothers and sisters. Krishna is a bestower of assurance for safety to everyone, but when he saw that his friends are already out of his hands and they are lying within the belly of the great serpent, he became for the time being aggrieved and also became struck with wonder how the external energy is working wonderfully. He therefore began to think within himself how demon should be killed. At the same time, all the boys and cubs within the belly of the demon may be saved. Although there was no concern for Krishna in this connection, still he was thinking like that, and after a deliberate consideration, he also entered within the mouth of the demon. When Krishna entered within the mouth of the demon, all the demigods were hiding themselves to see the fun. Within the clouds in the sky began to express their feelings with the words, "Alas, alas." At the same time, all the friends of the Aghasur, especially Kamsa, were all accustomed to eat flesh and blood, began to express their jubilation, understanding that Krishna has had also entered the mouth of the demon. While the demon was trying to smash Krishna and all the boys and calves, his companions, Krishna, hearing the demigods crying, "Alas, alas," immediately began to expand himself within the throat of the demon. Thus, when the throat of the demon, although he had gigantic body, began to be choked up by the expanding method of Krishna, that time his big eyes began to move violently. Thus, being choked up by suffocation, his air of life could not come out from any source, and ultimately the hole on the upper skull became burst out, and the air of his life passed off. This way, when the great demon became lifeless, Krishna, his transcendental class only, brought all the boys and calves into consciousness again, and along with them, he came out of the mouth of the demon. Too long Krishna was within the mouth of the demon, his spirit soul came out like a dazzling light illuminating all directions, and was waiting in the sky. As soon as Krishna with his friends and cats came out of the mouth, that glittering effulgence light immediately merged into the body of Krishna within the vision of all demigods in the sky. At that time, all the demigods became so much overwhelmed with joy that they began to shower flowers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Thus they worshipped him. Millions of heaven, beautiful angels, all began to dance in jubilation, sang very sweet, and the denizens in the Gandharva Loka began to offer various kinds of prayers to the Lord. Drum beaters began to beat the drums in jubilation. The Brahmins began to recite Lord began to chant with the words, Jai, Jai, all glories to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Next time, when Lord Brahma heard those auspicious vibration of sound all over the higher planetary system, he immediately came down to see what had happened, and when he saw that the demon was ill, he was struck with wonder by seeing the uncommon glorified pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The gigantic mouth of the demon remained in that position for many days, and gradually it became dried up and remained a spot of pleasure pastimes of all the cow has cried for many days. This incident of killing the Alhasur took place when Krishna and all his cowherd boy friends were under 5 years old. Children within 5 years old are called Komar. After 5 years, up to 10th year, it is called Pouvanda. And after 10th year, up to 15th year, it is called Koisara. After 15th year, the boys are called youths. So for 1 year, there was no discussion of the incidents in the village of Braja. But when they again 6th year, they informed the incidents with great wonder to their parents. All Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is far greater than such demigods as Lord Brahma, it is not at all difficult to avoid the opportunity of merging into his body to Avasu. Avasu was certainly the most sinful living entity. And for sinful living entity, it is not possible to merge into the existence of the absolute truth. But in this particular case, Abhasu, on account of Krishna's entering into his body, became fully cleansed of all sinful reaction. The reason is that a person constantly thinking of the eternal form of the Lord, the shape of deity, or in the shape of mental form, are avoided the transcendental reward of entering into the kingdom of God and associate with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And what to speak of such living entity like Alhasur, in whose body the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, personally entered. The idea is, great sages, meditators and devotees are constantly keep the form of the Lord within the heart, or see the deity form of the Lord in the temples. In that way, they become liberated from all material contamination, and at the end of this body, enter into the kingdom of God. This perfection is possible simply on account of keeping the form of the Lord, either mentally or as deity, within the mind of the devotee. But in the case of Adhasur, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, personally entered. So, Alhasu's case was still more strong than the ordinary devotees or the greatest yogis who always keep the form of the Lord within the heart. That's why Maharaj Parikshit was engaged in hearing the transcendental pastime of Lord Krishna, who saved the life of Maharaj Parikshit while he was in the umbrage of his mother, she became more and more interested to hear about him, and thus he inquired from Sukhdev Goswami, who was reciting Srimad Bhagavatam before the king. Therefore, King Parikshit was a little bit astonished to understand that the incident which was executed by Lord Krishna along with his cowherd boy in the matter of killing the Akhasur Divan, why it was not discussed for 1 year, and why after they passed over their Kaumara age, and when they attained their Pauganda age, the matter was disclosed and discussed. Maharaj Parikshit was very much inquisitive to learn this uncommon factor, and he was sure that such incident was one of the important incidents of his different lineage. Generally, the Kshatriyas or the administrator class of men in the society are always busy in their political affairs, and they have very little chance to hear of the transcendental pastimes of Lord Krishna. But Parikshit Maharaj, while he was hearing the transcendental pastimes of Sri Krishna, he considered himself as very fortunate, because not only he was hearing, but also he was doing so from Sukhdev Goswami, the greatest authority in the matter of speaking Srimad Bhagavatam. Thus, being requested by Maharaj Parikshit, Sukhdev Goswami continued to speak about the transcendental pastimes of Lord Krishna in the matter of his form, quality, aim, and other paraphernalia. Thus, hence the Trivinanta Parpar of the 12th chapter, Krishna in the matter of